Hello, my name is Jack Stahl. I just graduated from Pope John Paul II High School, and I will be attending FAU to major in biological studies in hopes of creating a genetic army to rule the world. I had attended St. Joseph's School from pre-K-4 to 8th grade for a grand total of 10 years. It's a really long time. My first memories of St. Joseph's consists of me creating wonderful block structures and then having them ruthlessly destroyed by an annoying classmate. For a while, his tyranny remained unchecked until I made a structure so vast and fantastic that he could only stand back and admire. Well, in actuality, this may not be the case, but luckily it convinced him otherwise, and so my block structure remained intact. But over time, we grew together with various things, such as Pokemon, then with our common interest in history, and later with politics. He would later become one of my best friends, Adam Lees. From the first day I stepped on to St. Joseph's, I've gone through Sunday school, then later I went through Rite 13, J2A, and now I've begun YAC. I'm blessed to give this speech on the feast day of the Holy Spirit, other known as Pentecost. The disciples experienced the Holy Spirit in some pretty spectacular ways. Fires, winds, and blazing tongues. Well, I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit acts often in everyday experiences in my life. The Holy Spirit is all around us, if we look for it. And we also have to be open to its presence. The first to be open to the Holy Spirit after Jesus' ascension were the disciples, who ended up spreading the faith far and wide. There are certain places within this world that I have found that have better acoustics for the Holy Spirit. And one of these places is right here at St. Joseph's. Here is a church where the Holy Spirit makes his works obvious with all the welcoming faces, hugs, and warm atmosphere. One of the greatest things here is the youth group program. I originally was very reluctant to join this because I hated to get up early on a weekend day, and I hated being here at church for that much longer, but that's changed, I promise. But Sharon Cassell, one of my adult facilitators, and Bree Hurley, the youth minister at the time, encouraged me to do things with the youth group as much as possible. It is because of their positive persistence that I remained with the youth group long enough for me to be able to experience all the great youth activities, such as yard sales, Wednesday night madness, Canuga, and the pilgrimage to Scotland, which was truly a landmark event in my life. The Holy Spirit is extremely evident in all these things. Canuga is a shining example. For those of you who don't know what Canuga is, It is an Episcopal conference center in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And every summer, they have a youth retreat program for teens. The first time I stepped out of the bus onto glorious, non-moving land, I couldn't help but feel some grand feeling emanating from the very land Canuga was on. But my experience at Canuga would later prove that the feeling I had felt earlier had a lot of backing to it. Everyone there was friendly, accepting, and ready to forge new friendships. Even though I'm cursed to come back from Canuga with a cold every time, it is always worth taking the trip. I've been to Canuga 5 times, and every time it has been a furthering experience. Once we step out of ourselves, we can find that God is waiting there patiently for us. The next point in my life in which the Holy Spirit had shown itself was in my pilgrimage to Scotland. As it turns out, our trip over to Scotland was a pilgrimage in itself. When we had to change flights in Heathrow in order to get to Scotland, to our dismay, we found out that our luggage was not transferred. Since we were already at our next gate for our next flight, we had to run through myriads of security, hallways, and passages. When we finally got to where our bags were supposed to be, the officials told us that our bags had indeed been transferred. So now, we had to do our whole exercise in reverse. And luckily, with the aid of the Holy Spirit slowing time down, we were able to make it back to our gate in time. Once we finally arrived at Iona, we could tell that there was something special about this place. Iona is a little island, quite literally in the middle of nowhere, far from the distractions of the world, and let me tell you, it is some of the best acoustics for the Holy Spirit. All of us who have gone on the pilgrimage took away something special from that place. For me, while on Iona, we had taken a hike atop a nearby mountain during a cold and windy day. Once upon the mountain, we could literally see the whole island. It's really not that big. I had an experience similar to that of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, 11 through 12, in which I found God in the solitude and silence. There was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains. But the Lord was not there, but in a sound of sheer silence. Even over the vast Atlantic, the Holy Spirit makes itself known to us through the fiery tongues of others, in this case, British and Scottish accents. All the valuable experiences of youth group, Canuga, and Scotland has provided me a framework to view life. As a child, I had no idea what my religion would mean to me. But through the efforts of sacred studies with Mrs. Tobias at school, I began to learn all those years ago. When it came time to choose a high school, even though I was accepted into the International Baccalaureate Program in Atlantic High School, I felt drawn to find a religious school, and I found one at Pope John Paul II High School. This turned out to be a great experience because of a special religious retreat that took place there. It is the equivalent of the youth activity happening in the Episcopal Church. After having such experiences full of the Holy Spirit, such as Canuga and the pilgrimage, God gave me the Kairos retreat to continue to experience the Holy Spirit in a powerful way. My experience was so powerful that I was asked to come back again as a leader in the next retreat. From accepting God's call to go to this school, I've been brought to another holy experience. With the foundations that St. Joseph's has provided, I shall move in faith towards the future. One of my classmates asked, after graduation, if the best years of his life were already over. Personally, I believe the best years are never over. Our lives are like an epic saga that we continue from chapter to chapter with people coming in and out. In some way, the Holy Spirit is always there. I thank you, St. Joseph's, for providing the necessary acoustics for me to hear the Holy Spirit in my life. It shows that God is in my future just as much, if not more, than he is in my past. I'd like to thank you all.
Thank you, Jack.